2GB Motor Talk with David Berthon, thanks to Oscar, 800 quality used cars from the Big 12 brands.
Last year, when I previewed Maserati's first foray into SUVs, the Levante, I suggested the lack of a petrol engine would perhaps limit its appeal. However, after driving it this week on and off the track, the 3-litre V6 turbo diesel is a real surprise. It's just so strong and willing, very responsive, providing the sports performance one expects from a Maserati. The Levante, good-looking, beautifully finished with a list of bespoke options that let you personalise it to your own taste. Demand has been strong, however the importer suggests an order today would mean a May delivery. Three models, the entry Levante at $140,000, the sport and luxury models at $160,000, however, are the ones to own, both gaining paddle gear selectors on the 8-speed automatic. The Q4 drive system sends 100% of the torque to the rear wheels in normal conditions, but when slip is encountered, directs 50% of the drive to the front wheels. There's five different drive modes, the air suspension providing 8 centimetres of ride height movement, and in the rain this week in racetrack conditions, the stability and handling of the Maserati Levante was absolutely top class. Ride quality on three wheel sizes, 19, 20 and 21 inch, is far superior to similar wheel sizes on Jaguar's new F-Pace SUV. However, I do prefer the dash layout on the Jag, the wider colour touchscreen, better than the smaller 8.4 centimetre screen on Levante. I'm David Berthon.